This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. A pair of bills to restrict the use of artificial intelligence in healthcare passed their first hearings at the Capitol. They include banning therapists from using chatbots with patients. Ray Solomon reports for CPR News.
The proposals would prohibit mental health providers from using chatbots to interact with patients or independently recommend treatment plans. And AI companies would be barred from misrepresenting their chatbots as human therapists. Medical clinicians would also need to tell their patients when and how they're using AI. Democratic Representative Junie Joseph is a main sponsor of one of the bills and says it's not an outright AI ban.
It sets the rules of the road by requiring transparent disclosure of how it is used and what human oversight exists, and prohibits misleading representations, especially when a tool presents itself as equivalent to a licensed professional or implies confidentiality.
The measures would also ban insurance companies from using AI to deny coverage without meaningful human oversight, and those decisions would have to be based on patients' individual medical histories, not just statistical data. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
A quarter of Colorado's nurses are over the age of 60, which means the profession is braced for a retirement cliff. It's especially true for managers and nurse educators. To bridge the gap, Colorado State University's nursing school in Pueblo is expanding its reach. It will offer a graduate program at CSU in Fort Collins, where Dean Christine Morris cites the pandemic as one culprit behind the shortage.
Anytime you're called a hero, maybe you have a job other people don't want and they're a little bit afraid of. So we wonder how much of the impact is due to that. But we are seeing fewer people, certainly fewer young people, want to go straight into nursing. I'm hopeful in the next 5 years it turns around again.
The dual bachelor's master's program will take students 5 years. You're listening to CPR News. It's 6:06.